Burl Schwartz is the publisher of the City Pulse. And Burl, I think you pretty much called the Lansing City Council election. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Tony. Well, I don't know. Actually, I thought when we were on your show, both Kyle Malin and I said Derek Quinney was going to come in first, and we were pretty wrong.
But what you did say, and what both of you made comments along the line, was that Carol Wood is a political force to be reckoned with.
She is. You know, just 2 years ago, she was rejected in her bid for mayor by, 35%, I believe. She came roaring back yesterday, easily winning, leading the field of all voters in the two races that were on the ballot. So she is not only nominated now to serve a fourth term on city council, but by such a big margin that I can't even imagine anybody unseating her.
Why do you think she fares so well in city council elections, but she didn't fare as well in the mayoral race?
A couple of reasons. One is that voters don't see her as a leader. They see her as a member of city council, and they, you know, there are such distinct differences. If you remember, we went from Mayor David Hollister, who was a leader, to Mayor Tony Benavides, who was thrust into the position by being president of Lansing City Council, and but it wasn't a position he took well to. Got defeated after serving the 2 years left on the appointment, and then Virge Bonero, clearly a leader. Carol Wood is, we call her the anti-Virge. She's the one who stands up there and questions virtually everything the administration wants to do. And I think people like her to a large extent in that role. Some people get very frustrated by it because she's a roadblock to many things. But a substantial number of voters do like it. The other thing is she's great at constituent work. And she's great with, she's been a loyal, strong supporter of the union. So I think those all added up to why people like her on city council, but maybe not as mayor.
All right. Carol Wood, Tom Stewart, Derek Quinney, Rory Nooner are the four who will advance. There will be two spots. Carol Wood's first. Derek Quinney finished second. Rory Nooner third. Tom Stewart fourth. Looking at it right now, who stands the best chance to advance? Would we say Quinney and Wood?
Yeah, I would say Quinney and Wood. I think, well, if you add up Rory Nooner and Tom Stewart's votes together, and they were the two candidates endorsed by the Lansing Chamber, really an informal slate against Wood and Quinney, who are the union-endorsed figures, I don't see a strategy for either one of them getting the votes. If one of them dropped out, maybe the votes for that person would go to the other. But it's tough to overcome even a four-year incumbent now like Derek Quinney, let alone Carol Wood.
When you see the union versus the chamber in support, I know the IBEW in particular gave a lot of money to several candidates, but that's kind of way the way we see battlegrounds in many areas here, not only in business but in education. You've got the union, you've got business, and let them go at it.
That seems to be the way the council is breaking down. I think Derek Quinney brought a lot of that element to council because he is a state official for the AFL-CIO. You can't sort of step around it now on city council. The union is on the council, and that can be divisive, as we saw in the fight over whether to give tax incentives to developer Pat Gillespie. That really came down to the union says we want a project labor agreement in place. Derek Quinney led that charge. It brings it right to the council.
All right. All right, when we look at the first ward, Eric Hewitt is not running. Right. Lynn Martinez and Jody Washington win. They'll go at it. Only one of them will get a spot. Tell me, we know about Lynn Martinez. She is a career politician, if you will. What do we know about Jody Washington?
Well, she's a neighborhood figure. She is the vice president of the Eastside Neighborhood Organization, which is one of the biggest neighborhood associations in the city. She seems to have the support of Joan Nelson, who heads the Allen Neighborhood Center. At least Joan Nelson is not saying things negative about her that we know of. Lynn Martinez is also has some support, so that'll be interesting because Joan Nelson is a very important political figure in that first ward. What we've seen from Jody Washington mostly revolved around the contentious medical marijuana issue on the east side. She took a very conservative view, but one in line with the Neighborhood Association and Joan Nelson and an important businessman who lives in the heart of the first ward, Jim Herbert. So she's got quite a bit of support. Plus, she's got the union support. A side story is Lynn Martinez didn't run for at large because the unions let her know they weren't going to support her. And so she ran for the first ward, I think hoping unions would back her for that. They didn't. They backed Jody Washington, who I think can attribute that in no small part to the fact that her future son-in-law is Thomas Morgan, who is with the PR firm of Byram Fisk, which handles a lot of the labor union public relations in the state.
All right, we're talking with Burl Swartz, the publisher of the City Pulse newspaper. Burl, before I let you go, can Lynn Martinez be beaten?
Yes. Yeah, Lynn Martinez can be beaten. I think we saw in the vote, the vote turnout wasn't that, they weren't that far apart. And Lynn is a good campaigner. She's a hard worker. She'll knock on a lot of doors. But Jody Washington is a very hard worker, too. She's been honing her message and, as I said, has the support of organized labor.
Burl, before I let you go, over the course of the last couple of weeks, I've received more than 10 emails from people saying that they had money that they wanted to give to different candidates, and they wanted to volunteer, and they wanted to help, and they wanted to show support. But they couldn't find a phone number or an email address that worked. Most of the candidates had a Facebook page, but I think there's some concern that these candidates really need to be more accessible.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, they do have their websites. They have been out knocking on doors, and I'm sure they're eager to get their money. So.
Oh, and Burl, I'd be remiss if I didn't say we found out from the city clerk yesterday that it cost about $50,000 to put on this election. Only 10%, less than 10% of the voters voted. Boy, talk about a high expense for such an apathetic turnout.
Yeah, really, it really is, but on the other hand, look at it as if you voted, well, you had a lot of power when you voted. That's what amazes me in these elections, that more people don't turn out, because given the small turnout, your vote really, really matters.
Burl Swartz is the publisher of the City Pulse magazine, keeping up with what's going on locally. Burl, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tony. Thanks for having me on.